An infectious disease specialist says more people with coronavirus could already be in the community and might be silently transmitting the disease. This after a woman in her 30s became New Zealand's second confirmed case of the COVID-19 coronavirus after she returned from northern Italy last week. Her partner is awaiting test results and their two children have been pulled from two Auckland high schools. Public health professor Michael Baker says COVID-19 could already be spreading silently.
There will be people who've got through the system that weren't identified as being at moderate risk of being infected. So we could already have community transmission happening in New Zealand. And the term that's used quite a bit is silent transmission. And that is because this is a mild illness for most people. The transmission doesn't become obvious until someone is infected and gets quite ill and then presents to the health system.
And he says that means any respiratory illness should be treated with caution.
If you have symptoms, don't go to work, don't go to school, don't go to social gatherings and infect people. And now I think this is different from just a minor cold. This is a potentially fatal illness that you're transmitting. So people really have to take responsibility for this. And we can't have this presenteeism philosophy, which we often have, is of soldiering on when you're sick. You know, stay at home now. I think that's a message everyone in the country needs to take on board.
That is Michael Baker, Professor Michael Baker, who works in epidemiology and public health. Let's speak now with Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield. Kia ora.
Kia ora, good morning.
Is the genie now out of the bottle and we effectively could have community transmission?
Well, I don't think the genie's out of the bottle. I do agree with Michael that there could be transmission happening in the community. And the point Michael makes here is, whilst it's called silent transmission, that doesn't mean people don't have symptoms. We know from the biggest study that's been done so far, the 9-day mission in China, that it's symptomatic people that transmit this virus. And the point Michael was making here was, if you are unwell with symptoms, then stay at home and take precautions. And I think that's a really key message here.
Are you, though, expecting now a more widespread outbreak because this individual was around, was taking flights, was obviously carrying out normal business while essentially being able to spread the virus?
Well, we're certainly expecting further sporadic cases, and some of those may be related to this case that we talked about yesterday. But that's why we put in place the isolation and public health measures to put people who are close contacts or potential close contacts into self-isolation to prevent that onward spread. Remember, and the WHO Director General said this a couple of evenings ago, overnight, this virus is not as transmissible as influenza. With influenza, you do tend to get that actually silent, asymptomatic transmission. You don't with this one. So we put people in self-isolation and check them daily to make sure if they develop symptoms that they are then looked after.
What about the situation with her family, her partner? When do you anticipate a test result on what could be a possible third case?
Yes, so the swabs were taken yesterday and they will go on today's testing run, so that the three labs that are doing the testing, soon to be four because from this weekend Dunedin will also be testing. The swabs go into a daily run at about 10 o'clock each day, so they will go into today's run and we'll be letting people know what the results of that are because I realise there's a level of interest.
How long do they take to process?
Well, it's some hours as they go through the lab process and then, of course, they have to be thoroughly checked and then the results reported to the people who most need to know them, and that is, of course, the clinicians who are looking after the person and the person themselves.
So when would that become public?
That would we'd expect that would be later today.
OK. What about the children in this family? Are they also being tested?
They're not being tested at this point, and the key reason for that is that they are not symptomatic, and I think that's a really important point, particularly for those parents and students who are concerned. The evidence is very strong, again out of that study in China, that people don't transmit this virus unless they are symptomatic, and neither of the children have had symptoms. So they are at home in self-isolation because they may yet develop the illness. But we also know that that COVID-19 has a low attack rate in people under 18. So I think that's encouraging.
Is it clear to you how many people this woman, the second positive test, may have come into contact with before she realised what was going on?
Well, all that information in some detail has been collected by the Auckland Regional Public Health Service. Anyone who may have been a casual contact has been followed up with specific questions to determine whether they could be a close contact, and that definition is the within a metre for more than 15 minutes. Then those are the people who we then ask to self-isolate and check on each day. For casual contacts, the people who may have just had some interaction, then those are the folk we ask to just keep an eye out for symptoms.
Dr. Bloomfield, I'm just hearing reports that a third case of coronavirus has been confirmed. Are you able to tell us about that?
Actually, we got a report of a positive test last evening, and we're just getting all the information together on that and planning to do a stand-up later this afternoon, just to once we've got all the information together, so we'll be
everybody
at the same time.
Well, I think we are effectively hearing it now. So there is a third case of coronavirus in New Zealand confirmed. Is this linked to either of the previous two cases?
Look, I'm just going to repeat what I said. We're just getting all the information. We had the report of the positive result last evening. We're getting all the information together, and we'll update everybody at the same time at the update this afternoon.
Okay, so then if you got this yesterday, this is not presumably the partner of the woman who was the second case, because you said that his test was going to be run today. Is that correct?
Well, you could infer that, and so that's why...
Would it be correct to infer that?
We'll give a full update this afternoon.
Dr. Bloomfield, I think we need to be talking about this now, seeing as it's clearly been confirmed. So is it or is it not the partner of the woman who was the second case?
So, yes, I've explained that the swab for the partner of the second case is being processed today. So the positive result that we received last night is a different case.
Is it related to the first case?
I'm not going to give any more information. We're just getting all the information together, and we'll do an update this afternoon.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate you may not have all of the information of this in front of you, but surely you must know at this stage whether it's related to the first case if it's not related to the second.
We're working with the public health team to get all the information, and I want to have all the information as we did yesterday and then let everybody know at the same time so we make sure we get all the details.
Okay, very clearly. What can you tell us about this third confirmed case of coronavirus?
So we had a positive test last night. We're collecting all the information, and the relevant public health unit is getting all the right procedures up and underway. And we are planning to do a media stand-up this afternoon to let everybody know the details of that and any actions that need to happen subsequently.
Which part of the country is this in?
We'll tell everyone this afternoon.
Well, you know what the local... DHB is, so why don't you just tell us now? The information's out there now. It's too late to be saying we'll have to wait for the afternoon.
Well, some of the information, of course, we need to collect is information around possible contacts, and there may be possible contacts in various parts of the country, so that's why we want to make sure we've got all the information.
Indeed, but what is...
Before we do the update.
But which is so the DHB that's dealing with this particular individual?
Well, we will include that information in the update this afternoon.
Is it separate to Auckland?
Look, we want to make sure we've got all the information. We did that yesterday, and I think that served everybody well, and we will do the update this afternoon.
Thank you very much for your time, Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield there.